Today's daf is Yivamis daf Nun Dalet. As we continue, we started yesterday the sixth parak of Masechet Yivamis, Parak Habal Yevimto, and the first Mishnah told us, the sponsorship for Kislev, again, is in honor of Jonah Kubietsky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura, by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietsky, and Eben Chani Greenberg. Thank you for the sponsorship. So we started to discuss the Mitzvah of Yibum. Habal Yevimto. So if somebody performs the mitzvah of Yibam, the Maisa Biyah, it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter the kavanas, it works. Bein b'shogi, bein b'meitzit, bein b'honez, bein b'ratzon. No matter what, even if nobody's having kavana for the mitzvah, as we'll see in the Gemara, all the different types of the Maisa Biyah's work. Once we're talking about, just to mention one source, relating to a Maisa Biyah, or having mistakes made in that regard, not knowing who the wife is, and not knowing who the Yavama is, there is a Sefer Chassidim, we mentioned in past years, that's used in any discussion of Kaas, any discussion of anger. This Sefer Chassidim is quoted, Tuf Reish Nun Hey. Maisa Beben, Shekibetis Aviv Yoser. There's a story of a son who was Bechabit his father very much. Armalei Ha'av, Atah Machbideini Bechayai, Techadeini Bemosi. Right, you've been giving me great covet during my lifetime. I ask you one thing. Be mechabe me even after I die, the father says. And what does he say? Ani mitzavcha shetalin ka'ascha laila echad. Make sure if you're ever angry, sleep on it. Don't act, just sleep on it. Talin ka'ascha laila echad. Sleep on it if you get angry. V'yatzaru chacha shelo tedaber. And control yourself. That's the message that the father gave the son. La'achar p'tiras aviv, after the father died, then the son had a business trip. Halach le'medina zayah, v'hiniach ishta mu'beres. He left his wife pregnant. His wife was pregnant. V'hu lo yada. He did not know his wife was pregnant at the time when he left for the business trip. And it must have been a very long business trip. V'ikev baderach yamim v'shanim. Came back a couple years later. Ukisha Chazar Ba'ir, remember the days of old, there was no communication or nothing, came back a couple years later. When he comes back to the city, Baba Laila, he comes at night, Va'ala Lecheder She'ishto Aisa Sham Shocheves. He goes into his bedroom, and Vishama Kolo Shel Bachur, Shaya Menashekosa. He sees there's a boy, a young man, in bed with his wife. He says, what is going on here? Shalaf Charbo V'ratza La'arok Shneim. He wanted to be V'kayim Zimri and Kuzbi. And v'zachar mitzvahs aviv, and you remember his father said, talin kas chalayla echad. Sleep on it. Don't act based on your anger. So he put his sword back in his sheath, and he says, I'll wait. And he says, far yishanim rabos shavla, v'yeshiva latara, shava sha'amra le'oso bachar. And then all of a sudden, a little bit later, he hears his wife say to this man, boy, young man, she'etzla, kvar yishanim rabot shehalach avicha me'etzli. Ilu haya yodeh she'nola lo ben kvar higia lahasi lecha isha. If your father knew that he has a son, he would have come back from his trip, by now. And he hears this, he says, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem that I waited with my anger, Baruch Hashem she'atzar kasi, u'baruch avi. He was very happy about it. But that's the, when you have a story about, not sure who's in the bed. Bein b'shogi, bein b'meizit, important, Sefer Chassidim to remember. Okay, one other horror from the Rishonim on yesterday's, Mishnah, and that is the Ramban. And others point out that this Mishnah might be against Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul, who we've had twice already, we had back on Daf Gimel, we had Daf Lamed Tes, where Abba Shaul says, we don't have Kavana Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, you can't do Yibim today. Do Chalitza. Even though Mitzvah's Yibim called them Mitzvah's Chalitza, but Bizman Hazeh, we can't have the right Kavanas, so better to do Chalitza. So this Mishnah says, you don't have to have any Kavana. Shogeg, you can have a Maisa Znus in mind. And you can still be Yotze. So Ramban says, Pasha's the Mishnah's against Abba Shaul. And the Ritva says, maybe not. Maybe this is a din it's a din derabanan that you should try to have kavana. Maybe then it would work, but lechatchila you should try to have the proper kavana. So he works it out that maybe you could still say that it works out for Abishal. Okay, either way, let's start the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mayafilu Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What is the Afilu? The Mishnah said that the Bia, the Yibam, works Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Meizid, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Ratzon, and then it says Afilu. Even if one of them is Shogeg, one of them is Meizid. Even if the opposite, Anus Anusa. What's the Afilu? What's the Afilu adding? Says the Gemara, Lomi Bai Ka'amar. It's a not only. Lomi Bai, the Mishnah is telling me, not only if one of them is out of it, and one of them has kavana for the mitzvah, does it work? Lomi Bai, who shogig vihi machavna la mitzvah. Inami, who meizid vihi machavna la mitzvah. Not only does it work if only one of them is having in mind for the mitzvah, Ela Afilu, who shogig vihi mizida, even if he is a shogeg, right? He thinks that it's his wife. V'himizida, she has kavanah for ma'aseh znus. Or the opposite. Who made it v'him shogeges? Did trabvayu lo machavni l'shei mitzvah? Even if nobody's having kavanah for the mitzvah of Yibam, they both have their own kavanas. Afilu hachikana. Still works. That's the afilu. Nobody has to have kavanah for the mitzvah being done. It's good enough to, for the mitzvah of Yibam. We'll have to see about Hashem in a couple of minutes. What kavanah does one have to have? As we'll see, kavana for a maisa, at least. Even if not, kavana for the mitzvah. That's what we'll get into right now. Tani Rebbe Chiya. So Rebbe Chiya says a braisa relating to our Mishnah. And he says, Afilu shneim shogegin, shneim mezidim, shneim anusim. Even if both of them, it still works. So first we have to figure out, what does the Mishnah mean by anus? And then we can figure out what Rabbi Chiya is adding by saying, even if they're both anusim. He's obviously not saying the same chiddush the Mishnah is telling us. So what is the Mishnah saying, and then what is the Rabbi Chiya saying? So, anus demasrisan heichidami. What exactly is the case of the anus in our Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to have a few suggestions. Number one, ilema is the case. The Mishnah says anus works. What's the case of anus? That it was out of my control. Ilema kishe ansuhu ovde kochavim ubaaleha. Is it a case where akum, right, idolaters, they forced him to be with her? What does that mean? What does it mean idolaters forced him to be with her? This is a major machlokas Rishonim. Tosas quotes one opinion and says, don't say like this, only say like this. And the other Rishonim just quote the two opinions. Tosva says, Ein Lafarish. Tosva says, Ein Ones. Ein Lafarish. Don't say the case is that an Anos puts a gun to a Jew's head and says, you better do this or I'm going to kill you. You better lie with this woman, and it happens to be the Yavama, or I'm going to kill you. Says Tosva, don't say that's the case. Don't say that's the case of Anos. Why? Ein Lafarish b'ma'aymin alav lahargo mo yavo ba'atzmo al ha'erva. Don't say that's the case. Why? Because that wouldn't be called Ones. That would be called an one situation. But as the Gemara is about to say, Ein Kishri Elo Ladas, a person only gets ready for the Maisa Bia and is Miskasha if he himself, you know, does it to himself, if he gets excited himself about it. So that wouldn't be called Ones, says Tosfos. Deim Kein, Afilu Yish Kishri Shelo Ladas. Right, that's called something that it wouldn't be called Ones. And Tosfos says that would be Yahari Val Yavar. And therefore, meaning in your mind, you think this is an erva. So you wouldn't be able to do it. And if you do it, it's called ratzon. And the Ramban even adds a line when he quotes Baal Tosfos, and you'd be chayav misa if you do it. So therefore, that can't be the case in the Mishnah. But rather, what must be the case? The case must be where physically an anos takes the Jew and physically puts the Jew next to the woman, naked. That's the case. Ivi kishovdei kochavim madbikim oso ala erva. The efshar lihu lishamet imlo aidei sheyahareg. Right, the anos knows that this is one of the yahari val yavars. He knows, oh, Jews really are very fine people. They're tzaduah people. Oh, yeah, watch this. And the anos wants to, for whatever reason, Rahman al-Islan, do this act, and he's madbik. He puts them together from the Lashon of Vedavak v'ishto. That's the case of Ones, says Tosfos. And those two deos, I mean, Tosfos just rejects it, is going to influence how you read the next line of the Gemara. But the other Rishonim is just quoted as another opinion. For example, the Rashba quotes this as a second opinion, and he argues, he has a one line where he quotes this Tosfos, where Tosfos says, and, you know, you'd be chayv misa anyway. Tosfos says, the Rashba says, that's not true. Right, that's what the Rambam paskins. We know the halacha is in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah by one of the big three, Yahari Val Yavar. Let's say somebody violates. Somebody can't withstand the pressure, and they violate. Rachman al-Islan, he says, Reuven, kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. And he kills Shimon. What happens in that case? The halacha is, he's not Chayiv Misa. Not like that one line that's quoted in the name of Bali Atosfos. He was Machal Shem Hashem. Somebody doesn't stand up. It's a Chil Hashem. But is Bezek going to put him to death for Ritzicha? No. It's a Maisa Avdeira Ba'ones. And therefore the Rashba says, the Rashba just quotes the Zadeya. Yesh Mefarshim. Sha'an Su Ones Visa Klomar. Sha'an Rulo Goyim. Bo Aleha. Vim Lo Katil Melecha. Right? And if not, I'm going to kill you. And that is the first suggestion that is made. Let's read the next line of the Gemara now. So how do you read the next suggestion? So if you say the case of Onis in the Mishnah is where an Anas forces him, so then that can't be. The Amar Rava ain Ones la'erva lefisha ain kishui el ladas. No, this wouldn't be called Ones. Let's read it like Tosfos. Tosfos says even if the Anas physically puts the man and the woman together, ultimately in order to consummate the Maisa Bia, there had to be a certain level of personal in excitement by the man, and therefore he was Makasha himself, and therefore that wouldn't be called Ones. Wouldn't be called Ones in that case, even if he puts them physically together. According to the other Rishonim, they would say it's even more. It's an easier way to understand the case. Right? If they are force you to do the act, and then you go and do the act yourself, you know, you're not going to be Chayav Misa, but that's not going to be called Ones to be Mechadish to us. Even in that case, would be a Maisa Yibam, a Mitzvah. Of course it would be a Maisa Mitzvah. Right? You did it yourself. Right, so how you understand the previous case would influence what the Gemara's next question is. But those are the 2 days exactly how to understand the line, but also a very side little machlokas. If somebody violates Yahari Val Yavar, you know, so we pat the Rama Paskins that you're not Chai Misa in that case, if that case comes up. Also, before we get to suggestion number 2, Tosfos here in the first Tosfos says, again, this is important for it's a larger topic. Tosfos says it's pretty clear from the Gemara, the second part of Tosfos, the Omeri, Dibur Maskel Shan Suhu, that one is only Yotze Yibum if one performs a complete performs a Maisa Bia Bishas Aver Chai. Tosfos says not Bishas Aver Mais, because the Gemara seems to say that you have to do a real Maisa Bia. Yesh LaDakte Mikan De'Ein Yivama Nikreis Ela Bebal Leva Kishui Mitalo Mukmi Shid Biku Belo Kishui. Right? It doesn't suggest he does a Maisa Bia but without being Miskasha. The Gemara doesn't answer that to the question of he did it himself. So the fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, it must be that one requires a Maisa, maybe we'll get to Tchilas Bia, but a Maisa Bia, Bishas Ever Chai. And Tosfos relates this to, Tosfos doesn't relate this, actually he does, towards the end, he relates this to the Machlokas. What do you say by Maisa Averis? What if somebody commits a Chayve Krisus, or the like, Bishas Aver Meis? Is he going to be Chayav Misa for that? That's a machlokas elsewhere. So Tosfos says, on the one hand, you might say that this Gemara, which is holding that the mitzvah of Yibum is only fulfilled, Bishas Aver Chai, so then that is only according to the opinion that also says the same thing by Maisa Averis. It's only a Maisa Avera if it's performed. But then Tosfos fascinatingly is machalik. Even if you want to say for other Maisa Averis, you're not going to violate, even if you want to say you don't need a neighbor chai for a maisa avera, you still might say you need it for yibum. Why? Tosfos says, because you need derech hakamas shame. You need at least the ability to be mazria, the ability to be able to impregnate the yavama in order to create the child. Right? This relates to, if you remember, the Tosfos that we had back on Daf Chaf, where Tosfos there discussed, be a Rishona. What if you're not Misabar and be a Rishona? If she was an Arusa, Tosfos says it has to be Roy Lahazria. Even if it's not going to be, if it's not going to lead to a pregnancy, mamish, this time, it has to be Ra'ui. So again, this Tosfos here, even though it's about a detail, it relates to the larger question of, does Yibum really, literally, have to lead to a pregnancy? And the answer is no. It has to be potential in the category of leading to pregnancies. Even if this Maisa Bia might not. So how far do you go? So this Tosfos says, well, you need Aver Chai. That Tosfos says you don't have to actually have to have the pregnancy potential from that moment. So we're going to have later on in this parak. What about Tchilas Bia? What does Tchilas Bia mean? Is there Hazra? Is there no Hazra? So we'll have to see. Anyway, this is all option one. What's the case of Ones in the Mishnah? We have the suggestion and the rejection. So Ella's last line, maybe this is the case of Ones. Be Yashen, the Yavam sleeping. The Yavam sleeping when the Maisa Bia takes place. So Maybe that's the case. Rashi, shenis kashik shu yashen. So again, the Gemara says, that can't be. The Amor of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Talmud of Rav and Shmuel says, yashen lo kana biyavimto. No, a sleeping person is not kona. You can't do the Maisa Yibam with while one is sleeping. Why not? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says on top, de yashen lav bardas, velo havi kinyan o kinyan. Rashi says on the top line, a sleeping person is not a bardas, and you need a bardas to be able to be yod to the mitzvah of Yibam. Tosis and the other Rishonim quote Rashi, and they argue, Tosis and yashen, on the towards the bottom, pirish bekudja bishum de lo havi bardas, vekasha, towards the bottom. Vekasha says, Tosis, la bardas, what about a katan? We've had before. A katan, were it not for the pasig of ish prat l'katan, we would say a katan works. But what do you mean? It's a katan, it's a labardas also. Says Tosfos, no, it's not because it's labardas, but because he can't have lo ichavein lebia klal. He can't have kavana to do the act. Not because he's a labardas. Right, a katan can have kavana to do an act. Right, a 10-year-old can have kavana to do an act. We don't assume his seichel is mature enough to testify, let's say. But he's a bar das to do an act, so to hear. So the only reason, a yashin is even less than that. A sleeping person is la bar das to do the act of bia. And as we will see, even though you don't need kavana for the mitzvah by bia, you need kavana for the act of bia. That's what you're going to need by yibam. Good. There is a Rambam also. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yibam, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says right here, what if he's drunk? What if he's drunk? Probably a more probable case than the man sleeping. What if he's drunk? So the Rambam quotes it. Same thing. He says, O Shaba Aleh Shikar, She'eno Makir Klum, O Yashin Lokana. If he's drunk, he doesn't know what's going on. So the Magen Mishnah says, where does the Rambam get this from? There's no Gemara about this. Look all through Masechas Yevamos. So the Magen Mishnah says it's our Gemara. Just like sleep. Just like a sleeping person is not, you can't do it. So too, drunk. V'hishva Rabbeinu Hashikar le'elu v'hu shi'igia l'shachruso shalot v'zeo shakasav she'eno makir klum. Right? It's that level. That's the Magen Mishnah. Ask the Ar Sameach on the Magen Mishnah, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Why? V'yipale. De'im amru de'shikar she'igia l'shachruso shalot havi kishote v'ein mekcho mekach. What about a shote? A shote, the Yerushalmi says beferish, that a shote is kone. Is kone. So, what's the difference between a shote and a shikar? V'chi amar Rabbeinu b'shikar, davidomo liyashin. You're right, Magen Mishnah. He gets it from our Gemara. But it's not shechruso shalot, because that level would be called a shote and would be yotze. It has to be, what did the Rambam say? She'eino makir klal. It's even worse than shechruso shalot. The Einam is Kavin Labia Klal. That's why he says what he says. He doesn't say Shechruso Shalot, which is a language which we're more familiar with from Hilchas Tefillah and from other areas of Halacha. So he says, the Magen Mishnah, I think you're right in terms of where the Rambam got it from, but I think you're wrong in terms of what level of Shechrus you are talking, that the Rambam is talking about here. Hidafka says, Eino Makir Klum. That's the Rambam's Lashon, and that is even more than even somebody who might recognize the act that he is involved in. Okay, so the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, a Yashay can't be Kone, so that's out. Okay, there's a big sugya, we'll talk about it in a few more minutes, but we'll go further right now about doing mitzvahs when one is sleeping. Right? Can one really do mitzvahs when one is sleeping? What if a carbon is brought on my behalf when I'm sleeping? The Gemara never says there's anything wrong with that. Sounds like I could be Yotzei a mitzvah when I'm sleeping. What about Puravu? Okay, Yibam doesn't work. What about the Mitzvah Puravu? Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva, where the one can be Yosei Puravu while one is sleeping. So let's leave that, and we'll see. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about it a number of years ago. Ella, says the Gemara, third try. Beniska. What's the case of Ones in the Mishnah that works? Niska. What's Niska? Let's read Rashi carefully, because the Achronim are Radaik. Sheniska shel ishto. V'nafa min hagag v'niska b'yavimto. Unusual case. Let's talk about it. Maybe more possible. A bed. a man is, let's say, in bed with his wife, and he's miskasha, he's about to have a maisa beer with his wife, suddenly he falls off the bed, and maybe it's not such a tsanua environment, and the yavama is on the floor next to the bed, and he has a performance of maisa beer with the yavama, instead of with the wife. But when he originally was ready, getting ready for the maisa beer, it was for his wife. So that's the case of ones, that you didn't really, you weren't ready, you weren't focusing on doing the maisa beer with the yavama. So the Gemara says, no, but that wouldn't work either. V'yama rabba, nafu menagag v'niska, chayiv barba yivarim, u'bivim talokana. This one is really like falling off a roof. And somebody falls off a roof and falls on a person. Again, it can't be a real high roof, because then I'll probably get hurt. Rav v'niska, chayiv barba advarim. This chayiv and the dal advarim. Nezek tzar ripuy sheves. Right, four of the five payments. We'll see later on today, Bez Hashem, which one not. U'bivim talokana. But it still doesn't work. So again, the Gemara says, a maisa beer. We're not saying that these cases of maisa ever happened, but we're saying in terms conceptually, it sounds like up until now, you need to have the focus for the maisa beer with one's yavama. And if you don't have that kavana, so then it's not going to work. So Ella, the Gemara's maskana is, kigonchen is kavin leishto. No. You had kavana for the wife, vitakafto yavama, and then the yavama herself grabbed the man. Grabbed him, uba aleha, and then focused and brought him onto her. And that works. The question is, so how is this different than the previous case? The case is still, he was miskasha for his wife, niskavin leishto, and then the yavama, you know, grabbed him and brought him onto her. So what's the difference between case number four and case number three? That's a question. So if you look in the Achronim, they quote the Nahar Shraga, the bottom of the footnotes of the Ritva, and the others quote, well, if you're medayik, maybe the difference is niska. What does Rashi say? Niskashe leishto. That's what Rashi says. In this fourth case, it says niskavin leishto. Maybe case number three, and he says avnafam anagag. Maybe the first case is where he's just thinking about his wife, but he's not having kavana for a maisa bia, and he gets excited just thinking about his wife. Niskashe leishto, and then he falls off. He's not about to have a maisa bia with his wife. He's miskasha leishto, and he's on a roof or whatever, and he falls off. Not like the case that I portrayed it, that he's on a bed. Right? Maybe that's the case. Case number three, he has kavana for a maisa bia with his wife. And then he ends up having a maisa bia with someone else. That's the difference. You need kavana for a maisa bia, period. Having kavana stam to be excited about one's wife when not in the context of a maisa bia, that's the difference. The Ritva seems to be bothered by this question without asking it, because he adds in one line. He adds in one line. And that is, though the second case, the Yavama pulls him over and then gives him a few seconds. And he stays in a state of Kishui, focusing on who he's about to be with. Right? So that's why, even though the original Maisa Kishui was for the wife, but then he continues it for this case. Pirsha Takfaso Vechzika Bo Ad Shebame Atzmo V'Nidvach Me'Alma Aleha. So it could be a difference. You gotta come up with some kind of difference between case number two and case number three, but that is a crucial difference, you have to say, in the cases. Okay, that's case three. And finally, that is case four. Okay, we continue. So now we have the case of Ones in the Mishnah. What's the case of Ones that works? That he's miskasha for his wife, so he has a maisa bia in mind, and then he goes to have the maisa bia with the yavama. So now the Gemara says, Shnei manusim de Rabbi Chia hechidami. Remember, Rabbi Chia added on the case of Shnei manusim. So what's he adding to the Mishnah? The Mishnah already gave the case of Ones. Kigon sheniskavin leishto v'takfu ovdei gochavim v'davkum zebazeh. Both of them. The case of the Mishnah is only one of them, right? The Yavama grabs him, and she's fully bekavana. But the case of Rabbi Chia is even both. Even both. That he's niskavin leishto, and then the ovdei gochavim come and grab put them both together. V'davkum zebazeh u'ba'alel. Again, a case of Ones where they both don't have kavana for each other until they are already involved in the maisa bia. Minani mili. So now, how do we know? Back to the Mishnah. How do we know all these cases work? How do we know that you don't have to have kavana for a maisa mitzvah? Let alone a maisa, you don't have kavana for a maisa kinyan, maisa mitzvah. All you have to have kavana for is a maisa bia. That's it. How do you know, minani mili, that there's such a low level, low standard of what is required? Detaner Rabbanan. Yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. Yavama, he shall be baller mitzvah. Davar acher, so let's go through all the limudim and then we'll comment. Davar acher, yavama yavo aleha. A maisa bia works, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon. Doesn't matter, it works. Ivo afikte le mitzvah. Didn't we just use that pasuk to teach me that mitzvah, what does mitzvah here mean? I didn't explicate it. Yibum comes before Chalitza. That's what mitzvah teaches me, right? So didn't you already use that to teach me this pasuk? Le mitzvah mi ve'im lo yachmo so ichnafka. You're right. Mitzvah you learn from the other pasuk. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, he does Chalitza. Ha chafetz Yibim. But if he wants to, obviously, if he wants to do Yibim, that comes first. V'chiyasakra, and the pasuk is teaching me Yibim b'shogeg, Yibim b'meizim, Yibim b'onis, Yibim b'ratzon. Period. Tanya idach, the Braisa also says, Yivama yavo aleha, kidarka, bia kidarka. The normal way B is done. Vilakacha, ulakacha, shalokadarka. That includes a maisa bia, even shalokadarka. Even if the husband and the wife are not together in the normal way, but in an abnormal way, which is known as, we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, in a Tosas, whether it's okay for a Jew to be involved in that, if it's shalobikvius, if you remember we had a Tosas like that a couple of weeks ago, but here, for a maisa bia, even shalokadarka would work. Veyibaim, Bia gomeres ba, vein kesef ishtar gomrin ba. The Yibim teaches me, only a maisa bia works for Yibim. Kesef, that might be maimer to Rabbanan, but that's not a derech of Yibim. Kesef ishtar are not gomer ba. The Yibma, bal karcha. And also, the Yibma means bal karcha. Let's stop there for a second. There is a diuk that both the Malbim and the Meshachachma make. I'll read it from the Malbim, which I brought today. The Malbim says that usually in the Torah, when you have a language of a Maisa Bia, the word used is El, or Eleha. Right? That's usually the word used. Bo El Eishes Achicha. Right? By Yehuda. El Eishes Achicha. Matitein li kisavo Eli. Right? This week's Parsha. Right, by Leia and the Dudoim. Ma titin li kisavo Eli. Vel eishes amischa. El eishes amischa. It's all El. Va ekrav Eleha. By Moti Shemer. Vlo motsasi labsulim. It's usually LLL. Vod harbe. Yet here, Yivama yavo Aleha. Aleha. That already shows me that it's a different type of act. Balkarcha. That's their diuk. Usually, says the Malbim, says the Meshechachma, a Maisa Bia has to be what the Malbim calls Hishtavus. It has to be equality. It has to be Chas V'Shalom, anything Balkarcha, right? We don't do that. V'yahevdo bin Ela'al, she'el more Hishtavus b'dover ma, va'al yore she'ein adayin Hishtavus. V'lachain, that's the limud of Baalel, Bein B'Shogi, Bein B'Ones, Bein B'Ratzon, all these. She'ein Ishtavus B'nei, Baal Yifilu Echamim, Ones, Echamim, Ratzon, Sha'ap Bazel, Ohaya Bein Ishtavus, Kone. It still works. Right? This also, that's why it's El, and only here is Al. Okay, you gotta look through if there's any other Al's, but that is that's the Malbim, and the Meshechachma here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Davar by the Aleph of the Bach. Amar Mar Davar Acher Yivama Yavo Aleha Bein B'Shogi V'Chulu Afik Deila Kedarka. Again, didn't we learn Yavo Aleha to teach me two things, both Kedarka and Bein B'Shogi Bein Meizid? So Hahumi LaHakim LaAchiv Shem Nafka B'Makom Shemikim Shem. No, you learned that the first pasuk would have taught me only Kedarka from LaHakim LaAchiv, because that's the place where you can make him shame. Okay, add this to the list of what we were just talking about before. You need the potential to, at least this place where pregnancy could take place. Remember, Lomaskana, we say even Shalokadarka works, which does not have any potential for pregnancy, but it's defined as a Maisa Bia, and that is good enough. So you need a Maisa Bia, but based on what we said earlier back on Daf Chaf, the people involved have to at least be ra'oi to impregnate. Even though here, if Shaloka Darka is included, so then there's no possibility of impregnation on this specific Maisa Bia, just like Bia Rishona. But that's not, the focus is the Gavras involved have to be potential, even though the Maisa Bia itself, doesn't have to be. Period. Gufa, Amar of Yehuda, Yashin lo kana biyavimto. So he said, a sleeping person is not kona. To Amar kra, Yivama yavo aleha, ademachavin lo l'shem bia. Right? You have to at least have kavana for a maisa bia. Falling off of the bed, those cases did not work because you didn't even have kavana for a maisa bia. Ay, vahatanya, bein ar bein yashin. Ay, the Brisa says, even if he's sleeping, he has no kavana. Ema bein ar bein yashena. No, it means whether she is sleeping or not. I v'hatanya bein ar bein hu bein yashin hu bein arahi bein yishena hi. The Rishon says beferish that It's in any case, any of the cases of sleeping works. Hachamayaskinan b'misnam name. No. Mamish sleeping does not work. There's no kavana for a maisabiyah. But misnam name, dozing, what we would call, you know, the head bobbing. Right, that's the misnam name. Hey, chidami misnam name. What is the misnam name? It comes up, as you see, a few times in Shas. Amar Ravashi, nimro nim. He's semi-sleeping. Tir below tir. He's semi-awake. Could go into karuleva ani. Somebody calls him, and you can answer v'lo yada laduri svar. But you can't say anything that requires any serious thinking. Right, you know, you just have to, you're a little bit there. V'chi mitkru le mitkar. But if somebody like makes a suggestion, you'll say, oh yeah, yes. But it's not that you can make the suggestion yourself. Okay, so that's the only case that would work if one is semi sleeping, but not if their mom is sleeping. Let's finish and then we'll talk more about Kavana. Gufa. Omar Rabba. Rabba tells us, and we'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says in a minute in Ebenezer. You know, it says the Rabba, Nafo menagag veniska, chayv arba dvalam ubivim telokana. As we said earlier, when one is falls off the gag, falls off the bed, whatever it is, does not have kavana for the maisa. So let's say in terms of nezek, you're chayiv in the four, but yevimto lo kana. Bin nezek, you're chayiv in damages. Bitsar, chayiv for pain. Bisheves, chayiv for any work that is lost based on the nezek. Beripui, and any doctor's bills, right? This is the sugyas of the eighth parak of Baba Kama, right? Parak HaChovel. Aval boshes lo mechayiv. But boshes, you're not chayiv if he just falls. Why? D'amar mar ein chayiv ala boshes ashi iskavein. Special din. Boshes, you only chayiv for boshes for embarrassment if you have kavana levayish. Amar Rava, last line, helping us understand what kavana one has to have. So, niskavein latiyeh bekosel. V'diach mi'evim to lokana. Rava says, what if somebody does not have kavana for a maisabiyah? He has kavana, let's say, to rub himself against a wall. And somehow, and even if it's inappropriate, whatever type, which is obviously we know this is inappropriate, but somehow when he had kavana what's important here again is not for lamaisa. This actually occurred. He has kavana to do something else physical in order to make himself miskasha, and then it ends up being metiach biyavim to lokana latiach bebehema vehitiach biyavama kana. But if he has kavana for an act with an animal, chas v'shalom, that's still called a maisabia. That would work. That's still called a maisabia, even though if it's not, it's just a physical action against the wall, that would not be a maisabia. And the Shulchan Aruch sums this up in Simin Kuf Samach Vav, right? Relating. This is the Gemara right here in Yevamis. What kavana one has to have, says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Vav, Habal Yevimto. Bain b'shogeg, bain l'shem znus, bain sha'ansuhu kusim, v'hidviku b'yavimto balkarcho, al yidei koshi, bain sha'ayahu meizid v'yishogeg, so anusa, bain sha'yimizid v'yishogeg, bain sha'yara yishana, kana afilu b'ha'ara. Right, kone. Bamed var mamurim. When do all these cases work? Kishen is kavin l'shem bia ba'alma. As long as you have a maisa bia in mind, va'afil alone is kavin el l'bias behema. Aval alone is kavin l'shem bia klau, kigon shehu yashen. If he is totally sleeping, right? And the Beis Shmuel says, va'hakol talui bo bibbo el, right? Because he's doing the act. O shikar she'eno makir klum. We know where he got that lashon from. Or shikar, he's not makir anything. The Beis Shmuel here says, klomer higil shechuso shalod magen mishnah. Right, so Lars Sameach would take issue with that. Oh, she diskavin latiach bekosel v'tiach biyavimto. Oh, she diskasha leishto v'nafan magag v'niska biyavimto. Lo kana. Right, all the cases where he does not have a kavana for a maisa bia, then it wouldn't work. That's the Shulchan Aruch summing up our case. There is a great question of the Minchas Chinuch. It's a great question. What's the question? And the Achronim pick up on this question. And that is, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Right? According to the opinion, Machlokes in the Mishnah and in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, according to the Mandamar, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana isn't Yibam Mitzvah. So, what would you say? Says the Minchas Chinuch, is it possible? He says, I haven't worked this out fully yet. But is it possible to suggest that all these Gemaras that say Kone means you're Kone? You've been kona the Yavama, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. Is it possible to be mechaled? Because mitzvah srichas kavana. So maybe all these gemaras, what's the lashon? Kana, kana, kana. Maybe There's a difference, says the Minchas Chinuch, between Imkein Efshar. This is in Tav Kuf Tzadiches. Efshar, Nehi Dekana Osava Have Ishto, Mikal Makom, Mitzvas Hashem Yisbarach, Lo Kiyem. Kitzara Kavana Latzes. Venaf Gamina, Dechovas HaMitzvah Mutelas Alav. Velo Yigarsha Takef Hashem Yavol Hashem Mitzvah, Vikam HaMitzvah. A person might say, you know what, I want to do Yibam just to fulfill the Mitzvah, and then I'm divorcing her. So what if he does this Maisa Bia without the covenant of the mitzvah? Now we divorce her. No, you haven't done the mitzvah yet. So that's the possibility that he says. He says, I haven't worked this out yet. But, you know, that's his amazing suggestion, a chiddush gadol, that you can mechalik between the mitzvah and the kinyan. The Rabbi Kiva Eger even has a suggestion from his son, Shlomo Eger. He says, well, another nafkamina. What if he has kavana shalo latzei sa mitzvah? Can you do that? What if he has kavana shalo latzei? Does that work? Right? Is that worse than this case where you have no kavana? Right. So that's his issue. Dafkamina. The Bircha Shmuel. Just to end with this, and then we'll continue. The Bircha Shmuel or Baruch Ber in Simon Beis here. He has the following. He says, "Would mitzvah baba avera work by yibum?" Right. We've had the cases before of ase dochalos ase. What if you do yibum when she's a nida? Right. So we said back on Daf Beis, we said it shouldn't be done. It's an iser kares. But what if you did it? What if you did Yibam when she was a Nida? So the formulation of the Bircha Shmuel is it more of a Maisa or more of a result that she has been Niknes? It's the same question in the Minchas Chinuch, just in different words. If you say, oh, it's just a Maisa, Niknes, so then it would work and you would not apply the principle of Mitzvah Baba Veira. You could be Mechalik between the Kinyin, and the formulation of the Bircha Shmuel is that, well, the whole thing is all about a Kinyin. And that once you do the Kinyin, then you've been Melech and you'll see the Mitzvah. Or do you say, no, it's not about a kinyan, it's about a mitzvah. And you can say the opposite. There's a mitzvah, and b'meilo, the kinyan comes. So then you might say, b'shas, when she's a nida, you didn't even do the mitzvah. Because mitzvah b'avera prevents the mitzvah from being fulfilled. That's his nafkamina. Yesh lachkar, b'im nomar da mitzvah hu rak ha-kinyan, o nomar da din yibam, hu maisa yibam, kimo other mitzvahs. Like, hashavas ha-veid, and hashavas gazela, v'chulu. That's his chakira relating to Yibam. He brings rayas, but let us continue. Okay, a lot to talk about. Echad ma'ara, so here we go. The rest of the daf is all about mi'ara, right? We say, the Mishnah tells us that even a tchilas bia, ma'ara, somebody starts a ma'isa bia but does not complete it, that also works for Yibam. So, Beth Hashem, not today, but tomorrow, Beth Hashem, we'll talk about what exactly does that mean. How much has to be done to be considered a ma'isa bia? Obviously, before the husband and the wife touch each other, we're not there yet. So what is the ma'isa, what's the definition? So that we'll talk about that, Beis Hashem, in the future days. Again, nafkamina la ma'isa also in terms of the bia rishona by a chasid and a kala, right? There are nafkaminas for this as well, bisman hazeh. But first, we're going to talk about what's the makar. What's the marker that you don't need a complete ma'isa bia? Echad ma'ara. Amar ula minayin la ma'ara min haTorah. How do you know that ha'ara'a, right? The beginning of a ma'isa bia works midaraisa shene'amar. Isha sheishka v'isha dava, a man who lives with his wife when she is a nida, v'gila es erbasa, es mikora he'era. There's the lashon. Mikam ha'ara min haTorah. That's the marker for ha'ara min haTorah. The Rambam also uses this in Metame Mishkav u'Moshav to teach me that that's just ha'ara is enough to be Metame a Boel Nida. And the Magen Mishnah and the others say there, wow, that's a jump. This Gemara is about an Isser. But the Rambam learns that this is enough for a definition of a Maisa Biyah, even for Tumah v'Tahara. That's a jump for the Rambam, but that's an important jump. So, this is the makar for Ha'ara min haTorah. Ashgacha nida, sha'arayis minayin. Fine, this is the makar for nida. Ha'ara is enough. But what about for other arayos? Ooh, is nida one of the arayos? We discussed this back on Daf Beis. Different formulations. Big sugya. But sha'arayos, what do you get what impression do you get from this line? Sounds like it is. Other arayos, not arayos minayin. Other arayos minayin, v'chitei manel v'nida. And if you want to say you learn it from nida, ma'la nida, shekei matam ez bo'la. Well, nida's different, because nida creates tumah for her bo'el, unlike others. Right? Interesting, based on what the Rambam we just said. Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, asya me'eshes ach. So what's the source for ha'ara being considered enough? You learn it from the iser of eshes ach. Dechziv, v'isha sheikach az eshes achiv, nida hi. A man takes his brother's wife, she is a nida. Says the Gemara, v'eshes achiv olam nida hi. What, she's always a nida? Ella kinida, we're comparing ma'nida b'ha'ara, af eshes ach b'ha'ara. Right, ha'ara is enough for eshes ach. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Eishas Ach, it's still not a good makar. Ma'ala Eishas Ach, Shekein Biyado L'Rabos. Eishas Ach, he can marry more women. What does that mean? The Gemara is trying to say, there are two types of Yisurim we have in life. We have, in Arayos, we have Yisurim by marriage, and we have Yisurim by blood. Is it a blood relative, or is it Yisur by my brother's wife? That's a marriage Yisur. That's not a blood Yisur. So the Gemara is saying, so maybe he can only learn Ha'ara to marriage Yisurim. Shekein biyadol Rabos. He can marry anybody. Dibay Mekadesh Vazel Ki Alpha. He can marry 1,000 women. That's basically just saying it's an Isser by marriage. So maybe that's all. Maybe you wouldn't be able to learn, though, that to blood relatives. So Ela Ki Asya Me'achos Avachosem. Okay, learn it from aunt, your father or your mother's sister. Dichsiv. Ve'er Vazachos Imcha, Ve'er Achos Avicha, Lo Segale Ki She'ero He'era. Here's the word again. Says the Gemara Yigal Mifrech. So he asks the opposite question. Malachos Avu, Malachos Eim, Shekin Isser Haba Me'elav. It's an Isser that happens by itself. What does that mean? A blood relative. My father's sister, my mother's sister. So maybe he could only learn Ha'ara for blood relatives. So the Gemara says, okay, put them together. Mechad Elo Asya. One is not good enough of a makar. Tesi Chad Mitarti. So learn one from two. So Gemara says, which two? We have three right now. Right? We have three sources for Ara. We have Nida, we have Eishas Ach, and we have Achos Avaim. So which, each one of them by themselves don't work, because each one of them has a uniqueness. So we're going to team up, two out of three. So which two? Mehe Tesi. Tesi me Eishas Ach va Achos Ava Achos Aim. That's good. That's one blood relative, that's one family relative. So the marriage. The Gemara says, no. Malahanach Shekein Asiran Mishum She'er. But they're both considered she'er basar. What would not be included? Eishas ish. Eishas ish, Rashi says, that one would still not be included. So that's not good enough, the makar. Ela teisei, okay, minida, nida's not she'er. Teisei minida v'achos av'achos eim. So learn from those two. Somebody said, no. Malahana shkein yisra b'me'ela. Both of those are not by marriage. That's b'me'ela. So maybe you wouldn't know yisurim from marriage. Ela teisei minida v'eishas ach. The my parches. Okay, that's the maskana, right? Nida, which is something that comes by itself. Eishazach comes by marriage. So, my makar, what question do you have? You have no question on that. So that's the makar for ha'ara by others. So says the Gemara by all these surim. Maskev la ravacha b'reid ravika. 1 second. Ma'ala nida she'eishazach she'kein ein lohem heter b'chayi osran. Nida and eishazach, there's no heter while the oser is alive. If she's a nida for the rest of her life, then there'll never be a heter. And an Eishas Ach, while the brother's alive, there's no heter. Tomer be'eishas ish, shekein yishal heter b'chayi osra. But Eishas has a heter. He divorces his wife. So maybe you still cannot compare to Eishas ish. Maybe Eishas ish is more mako, and Ha'ara won't be usher there. So Gemara says, before we answer the question, Rav Acha likes the question, but is just bothered by the formulation of the question. Amar le Rav Acha midifti the Ravina. Atu nida ve'eishas ach. B'chayi osran hu de'ein lahem heter. Avala acher mikan yesh lahem heter. What's the formulation of the question? They're not mutter during the life. So Rav Acha just says, even after life, they're not mutter. Even if the osar would die, it wouldn't be mutter. Nida. B'yomei talya milsa. Nida. Let's say a man dies, and his wife is a nida. So she's still a nida. After, it goes by the days of nidus. Talya Milsa, Eishas Ach, Mabanim Talya Rachmana. And Eishas Ach, even if the brother dies, if he has kids, it still is Aser. So just reformulate the question. I like your question, but just reformulate it. Ela Parachachi. This is what you should ask. That Nida and Eishas Ach aren't a good makar because Ma Lenida Veishas Ach Shekein Ein Osran Matiran. Their Oser is not Matir. Nida is Aser because Hashem says it's Aser, because she becomes a Nida. Tomer be'eishas ish she'osra matira. Eishas ish is in control. As we said yesterday, the two types of isurim, ones that I bring upon myself, I create the chalos, versus it happens b'meila. So here by eishas ish, he creates the chalos. He marries, he divorces, so that's a different type of isur. So the Gemara comes to the final maskana. What's the source that tchilas bia is good enough by all isurim? Here it is. Ela Amar Rabbi Yona, Vitamer of Unabre de Yeshua. This is known as the Hekish of Rabbi Yona. It's quoted elsewhere also. Amar Kra, Ki Kala Shar Yasa, Mikala Toevos Ha'ela, Vinichrusu Anafashos Ha'osos. At the end of the Parsha of Arayos, it has a inclusionary pasuk comparing all of the Arayos. Included on that list was Nida. Hukshuk La Arayos Kulam, the Nida. right? All of them are therefore compared to Nida, Ma Nida Bahara'a, right? That was a Pasuk. Afko Bahara'a, that is the Makar. Why is the Makar Dafka written by Nida? So the Drisha on Eben Ezer and Simon Chaf, the Drisha says, well, you would have thought Nida is more Mako, because Nida is the only one of the Chayvi Krisus that does not create Mamzerus. So you would have thought maybe it's more Mako. So Dafka there, the Torah says, it's not more Mako in terms of the Maisabiya. Even Ha'ara is Aser. So now that we've come to a good Maskana, so remember we have three sources to start. So now we have to do, we don't need the other two sources. So with the marker is Nida. So what do we do with the other two sources? What do we need them for? El Nida the Ksiva Gabe Ashes Ach Lamali. So the word Nida written by Ashes Ach is not needed to compare it. So why is it there? Look at the Rav Huna. Tamar Rav Huna Remez Levama Minatora Minayin. How do you know there's a mitzvah of Yibam Minatora? Says the Gemara Minayin. Haksiv Yivama Yavol. That's a pasuk in Chumash. What do you mean, Remez? Ela Remez li Yavama she'asura b'chayibay leminayin. How do I know that a Yavama is usur if the brother didn't die? Meaning, it's only the only mitzvah of Yibam if the brother died. If the brother divorced his wife, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. How do you know? So Gemara says, so, and that's the comparison to Nida. Just like Nida is always usur, so do this. The Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk for that. I svaru. It's a svara. Mida amar rachmana la'achar misas b'ayla sharia. If the Torah is mechadesh that after the brother dies, mutter, michlal de b'chayi b'ayla surah. Mashva that if the brother didn't die, it's still asur. Why would I have had a hava mina that if the brother just divorces his wife, there would be no isur? So the Gemara says, no. You're right, there would be a svar, but maybe the svar wouldn't be strong enough to be mechayev yukrisus. V'dilma la'achar mises b'ayla mitzvah, b'chayev b'ayla rishus. Maybe the Torah is telling you, if the brother dies, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. If the brother didn't die but divorced his wife, then you have a choice. It's a rishus, that's what I might have thought. Inami or la'achar mises b'ayla in, after mises b'ayla, it's mutter, b'chayev b'ayla lo, it's aser, but why is it aser? Only because of an asay. Yivama yavo aleha v'lava v'mechal asay asay. So that's why Amar Kra v'ish asher yikach eishes achim nidahi. That's why eishes ach is compared to nida v'chi eishes achim nidahi elakinida compared to nida ma nida afa pishish laheter lacher mikan b'shas isura b'kares. Even though the isur of nida can dissipate, and yet b'shaito is an isur kares. Av eishes ach nami afa pishish laheter lacher mikan b'chayi bayla. Bikares, right? That's Nida is another example of a heter that can become mutter, but Peshaito it is mamish aser. So that's what you do with the Ashes Ach Makar. Ela Ara Dachsiva Gabe Achos Av Achos Aim Lamali. So what about the other one? Har is written by Achos Av and Aim. So what do you need that one for if you don't learn it all from Nida anyway? Look at Dibai Mine Ravina Me Rava for the following question. Ha'ma'arib is Zachar Mahu. How do you know if somebody Rachman al-Islam commits Mishkav Zachar? Right, how do you know Ha'ara already, Amaisa Etzilas B is already a problem? So Gemara says, Bizachar, Mishkave Isha Ksiva. What do you mean? It says there Mishkave Isha, which includes all everything. Makes it the same laws. Ela hamaara bibehema mahu. The question is hamaara bibehema. How do you know tchilas be is enough? Amarle imenu inyala ara dechsiva gabi achos ava achos aim to ask ye behakesha midrabi yona. If you don't need the ara written there because you already know it from the hekish, so taneo inyala ara de behema. So learn it to behema. Learn it to behema. Just three more lines, and we'll do Tosfos, and then the bottom part is just limudim, which we'll get into. The bar says michti. One second. Behema chayvi mises bezdini. Behema, which is what we need to learn, is chayvi mises bezdin. So why is the mucker not written by a chayvi mises bezdin? My time, aksiv la'ara dida gabe chayvi krisus. Lichtov gabe mises bezdin. Why don't you pick one of the mises bezdin to learn it by? V'nelev mises bezdin, mises bezdin. So Gemara says, Aidi de kule kra lidrasha asi. Well, the whole pasuk there is extra. In Perachah pasuk yates, the whole pasuk is extra. Suksiv nam beinami hamilsa lidrasha. You're right. It would have been a better source. Chayvi mises bezdin. The chayvi mises bezdin. But the whole pasuk is extra. So we learn from there ha'ara for a maisa behema as well. And my drasha, the Gemara now is going to go into what's the drasha, what's the pasuk that is totally extra. But just before that, Tosfos here asks a question. He says, why wouldn't Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema be included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah also? Aren't those also Arayas? Ask Tosas, but Zachar Mao. Hadilo Yolov Zachar Meima make Kesher Debiona. Tosas gives three answers. Number one, it's Makara Ha'era. It doesn't have a Makar. It doesn't have the same type of reproductive system. Number two, well, Molech is stuck in the middle. If you look at Achreimos, you have all the Arayas, then you have Molech, then you have Mishkav Zachar and Behema. So Molech is in the middle, so that's why it separates from the other Arayas. And then the third one is, well, maybe it's not called a regular Maisa Bia. Fine, different answers. Or the Rambam gives another answer, but what's amazing is that that answer, the second answer is that, well, Molech is stuck in the middle. If you look at the Mefarshim on Chumash, that just begs the question, why is Molech, right, giving your kids to a Molech, stuck in the middle of Arayos? It's very difficult. Most Rishonim don't, I looked around, there's not much discussed there. You have all the Arayos, then you have Molech, then you have Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. What put Molech afterwards? So there are some, the Achronim pick up on it. In Kamotzi Shalarav, I saw he picks up on it. Maybe the emphasis is, after all the Arayas, don't think that your child's a mamzer and then you don't have to take care of it and you can give him to Molech. Says maybe that's the emphasis of, even if you have a mamzer, the mamzer still is a person and has all the rights of a person and he cannot be given to Molech. That's what Kamotzi Shalarav says. Right? Another answer might be that you talk about the physical destruction of a child, then you talk about the spiritual destruction of a child. I mean, maybe it could connect. Anyway, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue and do this Rasha on tomorrow's daf. Parsha Shir is up from last night, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue.